3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to the next iteration of Behind the Beard WNC. The four of us have gathered again. I think we still are friends at this point, but it's day to day. But in general, this is a podcast where the four of us like to get together and banter about several things. A lot of times it revolves around high school sports and football a lot. But it could go off the rails at any time. We could talk about anything, and it's mostly for our entertainment. We hope you're entertained, too, but if you're not, there are certainly other options out there for you. Gentlemen, gosh, it still seems like it's been forever since we talked. I know we had one recently, but I'm jonesing for more podcasting.
Carson Jones?
Carson Jones? Yeah, what a guy. What a guy.
Oh, man.
Talk about going off the rails. When you said that, if any listeners out there... they need to go back, and we actually talked about Hallmark movies at some point last season.
You admitted to watching them.
Definitely. Yeah, I did not.
Carson cried at the end.
No, that did not, but we definitely can get off on any sort of path.
Indeed. But we are coming into it. I know I'm watching the spring XFL football, and I'm pleased with it. Are you guys watching any of that at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, I have been watching it.
Yeah.
I haven't, but did you guys see the line for the Ravens-Chiefs game just get announced?
What is it?
It's Ravens +3. So far, 88% of the bets are on the Ravens to cover.
Really?
Ooh. So, I mean, there's obviously a lot of time for that to change, but the Kansas City Chiefs are 3-point favorites at home.
Wow.
Okay. Oh. Are you under the assumption that the NFL is fixed based on the lines?
Ooh. Do I think the officials know what the lines are? Absolutely, yes. As far as fixed,
I would say it's fixed.
There's just so many people that go into it. Like, that would be the greatest, which I don't know. There would just... you don't think something would have been leaked now about the... I mean, there's jokes about the script and whatnot, but... for the games to actually be fixed. I mean, they said the NBA, Scott Foster, there was someone that got caught.
Yeah,
head official.
The head official got caught in the NBA, which he was like, NBA would call us, and it's like, all right, you know, we need this. And he's like, okay, we're going to send Kobe Bryant to the line 42 times. It's like, we need the Lakers to win.
If you can steal an election, you can fix football.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So we've gone there already.
And here
Somehow
we go.
We went way off the rails.
And here we go, Lewis Anderson.
Well.
So what have you been into, Lewis? What's going on?
Just hanging out, spending a lot of time with the boys. Spring training started. Having good weekends.
That's good. We just wrapped up spring football at Christ School. So wrapping up school.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
When does Christ School get out?
This week is the last week.
Wow. I think public schools have a whole nother month, so must be nice to be on that schedule.
Yeah.
So we've entered the doldrums at Pohl Manor. It's been such a culmination of activity the past 4 years, spring ball, recruiting, weight training, all this sort of thing to get ready for the football season. And now with Brendan getting ready to graduate, it's like nothing is going on right now for him, and it's... you know, whatever, he's fine. He's doing his thing and he's having a good time. But I'm bored. I'm kind of missing all of that stuff. It's passed me by.
I'm glad you mentioned all your activities with your only son.
Yep.
Any other kids at the house?
I do. Not at the house, okay. But my daughter.
Oh, you've been doing stuff with her too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You all want to hear some stuff about her? So Charlie graduated from the University of Kentucky with Health and Human Sciences in December, right? A little early, which was awesome. She landed a full-time job as an EMT, or not an EMT.
You don't even know what she
does. So invested.
She's an ER tech at Baptist Health Hospital in Richmond, literally right across the street from the stadium that Brendan's going to play football in. So all that worked out great for Mary and I. But anyway, she comes home and tells us stories of people that come in the ER there in the middle of the night. Because she works nights. Holy cow.
Yeah.
What a catastrophe. Mm-hmm. They apparently got these machines now that you put people in that do the compressions that just crush the chest. And two people came in on those things. And she was freaking out. And she was part of the team that had to do that. Anyway, plenty of stories.
I don't think ER night nurse is where I want to go.
I would definitely want to do that.
She's seeing some stuff.
I used to play softball with an ER doctor. And he would tell some stories, but I'm like, that's not me.
Mm-mm. No, when I first started seeing my wife, she was a ICU step down. And so then she was doing right when COVID hit, you know, it's like, I get home from work or whatever. She's working night shifts. Our schedules are complete polar opposites.
Polar opposite?
Yes, Pat polar opposites.
That's pretty polar opposite.
Yes. And so she's like, I'm like, how was work? It was a long night. And she's like telling me, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And then she's like, yeah, I had six people die on me.
Oh, geez.
My goodness. So I shout out to all the healthcare workers out there, because that is...
You guys start doing like an over under each night. What the number's going to be?
No, I'll bet on anything. I did not put any lines on that.
Come on.
Wow, Lewis. Wow. No.
Hey, we need to get back on the cliff. We're already off the cliff.
So, listen, speaking of shout outs, got to give a shout out to our friend of the show, Dakota Slagle, won this weekend at Tri County in the Outlaw.
Let's go, Dakota. Let's go.
How about Dakota?
How many races has he had with that? Is this with his new car?
This is a new car. This is the second race of... This is the third race of the year.
Go Dakota.
And he won.
Friend of the show. Let's
go. Friend of the show.
It's awesome.
So that was pretty exciting stuff to be down there. We celebrated afterwards.
Yeah, and I'd like to brag on... I'd like to brag on my best friend of the show, Todd Griffin, got named Mountain Athletic Conference Baseball Coach of the Year.
That was on my list of things to talk about.
So, wow.
I beat you to it. But I shout out to Todd. You know, this year, I think 3-9 was what we started at. And we won, I think, 10 out of 12 or 11 out of 13.
It was 11 out of 13.
11 out of 13. So just shout out to him and shout out to all the boys. They did not give up, and they were a second half team this year. So,
very nice.
Sad baseball's over. I know Pat does not. He does not view kind of like identity. You can view your gender as anything. Pat does not view baseball as a sport. So
this is not true.
So the activity of baseball is now concluded for me for the season.
I'll have you know, I've attended a tourist's game already this year. I was out in the middle of nowhere at Anka Stadium watching you coach a game this year with Mike, which was an experience, a story for another time. And I'm a third-generation Cubs fan.
You're a Cubs fan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, how good of friends are we?
He flies up there to watch it.
I was going
to
say, okay. I'm also a Cubs fan. So.
Indeed.
Wow.
And a Bears fan.
Yeah, Caleb Williams. Let's talk about that.
Hold on a minute. You know one of the most annoying things?
What?
You live down here. Who do you pull for?
I can't say anything. I pull for the Dolphins.
The Atlanta Braves.
The Braves. You got to pull for the Braves.
I do pull for the Braves. No.
The Braves get 8 states to pull for them.
You know why? You know what? You're not old enough to remember this.
They're the only team in the Southeast.
There was a thing. There was a channel, TBS. Yep. I think TBS may still be around. But anyway, TBS.
Turner?
Yeah,
it was Turn TBS. Then they showed every Braves game. They were them and the Cubs were the Cubs WGN. Were on WGN.
Yep,
the Braves were on TBS, and everybody got that channel. Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, so do you know who plays tonight?
The Braves and the Cubs.
Yep.
I saw Dansby's on the IL.
Cubs money line.
Yeah. Right. Keep dreaming.
The biggest thing, if you live down here, don't be a Phillies fan.
Right. Right.
Worse to be a Mets fan, right?
Yes.
It has to be.
After last night, yeah.
Is this the only sport that doesn't line up at high school? Like, football is played at similar times. Baseball, Major League Baseball just started.
Right.
Are done.
What? Okay, let's link this to football. Would you guys think it would be the worst thing in the world to switch football and baseball seasons?
Well, I would rather switch men and women's soccer. Because right now...
Who cares about men's and women's soccer? Listen to me, Lewis.
Men's soccer is played at the same time during football season.
That's true.
So those guys cannot play football.
Yep. Except the kickers.
Owen's the only place that wants their soccer players to play football. And that's just, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
That's what most other states, they have it opposite.
How many soccer players at Reynolds would last one practice? I'm not talking kickers.
Yeah, I was going to say that kicker two years ago was a game winner against Chambers.
I'm not talking about kickers.
When you go to a 2A school, it's important.
Okay.
And 1A, probably.
Yeah, 1A, definitely.
I mean, North Buncombe and Inca are not the biggest schools in the world.
North Buncombe's almost the same size as Reynolds.
That's not true.
It's 100% true.
It's very true.
They're going to be in different classifications.
No, when they reclass to 8, Reynolds and North Buncombe are the same
size.
That
is not true.
Reynolds, North Buncombe.
That is not true.
And
look at the numbers, Carson.
You sent me the text with the names on it.
It was Reynolds
and North Buncombe. No, it was not. Inca was.
You're right.
You're right. Wait, say that again. Can you clip that?
I'm wrong.
Hold on, clip that.
He's right. Inca is the same size. North Buchan drops down to 5A. You're right. I apologize.
Mike, you do not have to apologize. But I would like to clip this for the rest of the season, just so everybody knows.
You're right, Carson.
So while we're talking about baseball, let's mention three teams still playing from West North Carolina. Yep. TC, no surprise to anyone. West Henderson, no surprise to anyone. Tuscola. Tuscola actually playing West tomorrow. Carson, do you think Tuscola goes in there and pulls the upset at West?
Well, I'll tell you. So they split this year. Yeah. They split in their head-to-head matchups 1-1.
Is Amos available to pitch?
Amos is available to pitch.
Oof.
And
it's Truitt.
Amos and Truitt are going to be going at it. And the pictures for tomorrow night's game, there's going to be the fire marshal may start turning people away. There's going to be Mills River will be popping, almost as popping as Weaverville after the 3-0 start in football last year. But Tuscola absolutely has a chance in this game.
And I saw Tuscola play Inca. Tuscola's a good baseball team.
Amos Rich is a unbelievable athlete, and that doesn't take anything. Truitt is obviously an all world athlete as well. I think it's going to be very, very interesting because
you think it comes down to supporting cast.
Yeah, I think it's going to be who makes which obviously sounds duh, but it's like who can make the routine plays, and which pitcher reaches their pitch count first, because I think both teams are going to try and get Amos and Truitt out of the game as quickly as possible, and they might see pitches, but 105 pitches is what you can throw in high school baseball, and you can finish the batter. But Amos, I don't see West Henderson doing a lot off him, and I don't see Tuscola doing a lot off Truitt. So I don't know. I mean, West at home is very, very tough to go against, to bet against. But Robertson plays tonight. I would fully expect for them to win. I think they'll make another deep run. I think whoever wins this game, Tuscola or West, could play. Will win the fourth round and could play in the regional finals and make a run at state. But Tuscola is very. I think they're 18-19-5. So, yeah. They're not like a little Cinderella team. I mean, if in high school baseball, they've been very, very, very good all year this year.
So Pisgah did Tuscola a huge favor in round one, taking Rockingham County to 15 innings. You got to think Rockingham County pitched every pitcher they had.
Yeah, so they played two games. They played a 7-inning and an 8-inning game. And has anybody looked and seen how far Rockingham County is away?
It's in Rockingham County.
Yeah, it's
3 hours.
It's not close. But like I said, only three teams in Western North Carolina playing. You know, obviously they all can't make deep runs, deeper runs, because two of them can. I hope two of them do. Last year, all four teams, the west side of the state, swept the state championships in baseball.
Right.
And besides 2A this year, because I do like to give a shout out to Seaforth High School outside of Chapel Hill, head coach by Landon Jones.
Wait, is he related to you?
Yes. Yes, he is. He might not tell you he is, but he is related to me. They are in the third round of the state playoffs. They won Friday night in the second round, and they play a state powerhouse, Whiteville. So they've got their hands full.
I remember when Whiteville used to play Owen back when I was a kid for state championships.
That was a very tough game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whiteville's very, very, very good.
Do you want to speak to Gary Jones going to see your brother's games and not yours?
Well, now that this has been brought to everybody's attention, we've got some listeners that are, you know, racing people. I drive the third car at the Jones household. And I'm not talking the three stick in the batting order. I'm talking the third car. And that has been mentioned to my parents a lot, actually, often lately. But yeah, I've been the third car. I do support them going to Landon's games and whatnot. Now, if you were to ask me if Gary Jones would have been in the stands Friday night against Ford, could things have went different? I've got a soapbox real quick. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So we had a pitcher, okay, against us. Leadoff guy gets on. He is in the set. Never come set. Okay. Ball's behind. He's leaned over towards the plate. Ball's behind his back.
Hang on one sec. Just to preface all this, Gary Jones is a veteran umpire. Very, very well-respected umpire. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's your opinion, not mine. and the pitcher throws the ball directly from his back, leaned over, throws it home. We're like, whoa, that's a balk.
Yeah, you got to look at the catcher.
You definitely have to come set. Yeah. Right. And you definitely have to come set. I'm in the third base box. I usually don't say much. I usually let Coach Griffin get all over the umpires.
The MAC coach of the year.
Yes. And he usually is all over the umpires. I kind of blacked out. I was like, whoa. And the Griff calls time, goes talks to him, and I kid you not, the umpire told him he had pollen in his eye. I'm not kidding you. He said he had pollen in his eye, and Griff, and I'm not the head coach, so I can't talk to him, so I was about 3 feet behind him listening to the conversation. And Griff said, I just want to make sure that we're clear on what the correct call was. And he said, yes, sir, we're absolutely clear. I was watching, but the pollen is crazy. And Griff, and he just turns around and looks at me, and I'm like, I don't know what you say to that. So he had pollen in his eye, missed a balk call.
Listen, sometimes those things happen fast, and it's happened before you realize
what's happening. The home plate umpire goes, did he say that? It's like, yeah. He's like, does that make you feel any better? I was like, no. What the hell do you think it makes me feel? So anyways, we lost the hard-fought game, 3-2. Inca Jets season.
Anybody else lose on Friday?
I believe it was a bad day for the MAC conference. Asheville lost.
Reynolds also lost. Shout out to Asheville for winning the round one game. That was a game I don't think a lot of people expected them to go down there and win.
Yeah.
And then I think Reynolds gave up a 5 spot in the first and then proceeded to get dominated the rest of the game.
Yeah, it was a tough second round. Was tough on the MAC conference for sure.
It was 12-5 to Oak Ridge, who I think
Oak Grove beat the team you lost to twice.
Yes, Ledford. Which another, you know, just to, when we go down to Ledford and play our round one game, you know, we're talking to the coaches and whatnot. Great coaching staff. They had a few big-time Division I commits and whatnot. And I'm just sitting here thinking, like, how good is this conference? Well, think about this. They were playing North Davidson, who won their conference, and they were in the top of the seventh inning, and they hit a home run at North Davidson. And this was one of the last games of their conference season. They would have won the game. So it would have put them up a run going into the bottom of the seventh inning. So they hit it, and they had 2 outs, 2 strikes, guy hits a home run. I think bases were loaded or there was 2 guys on. So everybody's going crazy. Well, the runners all stop. Their coach is like, it's complete chaos. Our runners aren't even, they're waiting for the batter to come. He said, basically, long story short, their hitter that hit the home run completely missed third base.
Oh, no.
And he said, ended up passing 2 other runners.
Oh.
And he said, and so I could not have him come back in touch. He said, North Davidson waited for us to celebrate, got into the dugout. They appealed it. He said that was, and he said there was 2 outs, 2 strikes. Mm. And he said that was ball game. He said we should not even have played you guys in the first round. He said we should have won our conference. And that has to hurt because it's like, could imagine hitting a home run and you get called out.
No.
A home run to give you the lead to go in and hopefully get 3 outs and close the game out and whatnot. But Ledford's a great team. They have Kevin Paulino Jr., who was told from us that he's the number one hitter in the Southeast. He's committed to Miami. They had 3 Dominican kids that completely spoke Spanish on the field. They have some pipeline from Dominican Republic to Ledford High School in Thomasville. And I know
exactly where Thomasville is.
I would love to get that someone's number because I would like to have a pipeline to to my house for some of the, because they were fantastic baseball players. Great kids, too.
Maybe we could set up like a mission or something down there, get people brought in.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'd love to. I've got an extra bedroom that we can fit. I mean, we get bunk beds for sure.
Oh, man. So let's talk just a little bit of football. What do you think about that?
I like that.
Sounds
idea.
Good. Yeah, I'm ready for football.
I am. I'm ready for football.
I'm so ready for football.
Did you all notice the advertisements this weekend talking about the playoff brackets coming up for the college football playoff? That's exciting that they're going to go to 12 teams in college.
Is that this year?
That's this year. That's this year. Yeah,
that's exciting.
So Pat, one thing a lot of viewers have been asking me.
Uh-oh. Do we need to get you back on the cliff, or are you going to fall off it here?
Are you going to be a homer again this year?
Of course. I am a Reynolds Rocket, baby. I'm all in.
Oh, okay. A Reynolds Rocket that bleeds blue. Whatever.
I'm a Kentucky blue blood, yes.
Oh, no. I'm just saying you came from Inca, but, you know, whatever.
I am an AC Reynolds Rocket all in. So.
I've never seen Pat cheer so hard as when we were at that Inca baseball game.
So you're all in. So that means you're staying on the boosters, right?
No, my tenure on the boosters.
You're not all in. Breaking news. Pat Pohl is out at the Reynolds Boosters. So, Pat, are you a free agent?
My tenure comes to an end in June. And
so June 1st, you are eligible to be picked up.
I'm not coming over to another boosters organization, no. Okay. I'm going to still potentially do the live stream broadcast for AC Reynolds.
Why potentially?
If the money's right.
Right. You know, Reynolds has been paying exactly $0 for my services, and I think they intend to continue to pay me $0 for my services.
I heard your services are pretty good.
No. That's up for debate.
Well, so is it true that Reynolds is considering going away from NFHS?
I don't know that. You know, they've got their commitments to the network, but I don't know what the administration's plan is going to be with the network or going with a different service or not. That's out of my hands.
I have heard some rumors of some other schools, maybe one school in particular, going away from NFHS and going to the huddle. And as a parent, grandparent that watches it, that would be difficult because you're going to have one subscription for home games and one for away games.
Right. And, I mean, a lot of teams, when they go to that huddle, go to a day delay game. So for me, I wouldn't want to watch it the next day.
Yeah, that's true. You know, not every parent has the ability to go to every game.
Right. And
grandparents.
The cool thing about NFHS is that, especially when it's, you know, live, you get to talk to your grandson or whatever right after the game. Right? Right after the game, you call him up, right. Hey, you did an awesome game, great third quarter tackle, whatever it is, right? If you go on a day delay, it just ruins it.
Yeah. Now, I do watch it the next day. I watched the Christ School live stream the next day for sure.
Yeah, but you were at the game.
I was at the game, but I watched it the next day for sure as well.
If I'm a grandparent, I want to watch it live so I can have a conversation with them later on.
Did you say you're a grandparent?
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, for now, everything is still live as far as I know over
sure,
at Reynolds
sure,
High
no,
School.
No.
Oh, no one said anything about that.
No, we're not talking about Reynolds. Just maybe. So I did notice I saw a stat that was interesting. We always talk about, especially when I was at Reynolds doing the live stream, we talked about how much bigger some of the schools were. This was, I believe Reynolds was in 4A.
Yes.
And we talked about Audrick Hale, I think, was one that was like twice as big.
Yes.
Did you know of the big, so to back up just a little bit, they're going to the big 32 when we go to 8A, which is not next year, but the year after.
Yes.
So the biggest 32 teams in the state will be in 8A. Did you know that none of the Big 32 have won a state championship in any major sport in the past 3 years?
I did not know
that's
that.
That's very interesting. That's
I did crazy. Not know that. Wow.
I found that very – my source is the North Carolina High School Overtime.
NCHSOT. Yeah.
So that's where I got that. But I found that very, very, very interesting.
Indeed.
That's kind of mine. I would not have expected that.
Because, you know, you think more numbers, more choices.
Yeah, right.
Deeper Definitely. Teams.
But then McDowell screams. I mean, that's the prime example. Do we think they would be in the 8A?
Yes.
McDowell would be?
No. Actually, I think they'll end up – they won't be the Big 32. They're 7.
Okay. Which they're – I mean,
either way,
that is probably the most least desirable job.
Correct.
Around, unfortunately.
You think so? Are you talking about football?
Any job.
You think McDowell is the least desirable football job?
For sure.
I mean, baseball, maybe they would be okay. They'd bring some coaches in.
I don't know.
Hang on. You don't think North Buncombe is less desirable?
No, way more desirable.
But didn't McDowell beat North Buncombe?
McDowell is twice the size of North Buncombe will be in
7A. But we're not talking about size. We're talking about
North Buncombe will be 7A.
Yes.
McDowell will be 7A. North Buncombe will be 4A.
5A.
And McDowell girls and boys basketball teams were very, very good.
And how many playoff games did McDowell boys win?
I'm just saying they were both very, very good.
Exactly. Thank you.
Very competitive.
How good were they?
They were very, very good.
They're not good enough to win a state.
To win, no, to win a playoff game, Mike.
I can't talk about state championship. I can tell you what I saw on the floor.
For sure.
The team was a very good team.
They were excellent, for sure. They would compete their butts off in 3A or 4A.
You're right. They really are a 3A, 4A program stuck in 7A.
Do you not think that...
I don't know that this is the least desirable job.
Oh, my goodness.
Because,
okay.
Listen, think about it like this.
So if you're a 7A school competing... It's like it'd be like you being at Vanderbilt in the SEC competing your butts off with Western Carolina.
Would you not rather go to McDowell versus Inca football?
No.
You would.
So here's
There's more choices.
What about
more
this?
More choices?
Yeah, for kids.
What about this? If you're McDowell and you're Inca, either one, you're not going to make the playoffs on a regular basis. So does it matter which one you're at?
I would say Inca is, I say you're more likely to. I mean, this is wild talk now. I mean, this is wild. You're more likely to at Inca than at McDowell.
No, home prices are cheaper down there. You can go to McDowell.
Cost of living for sure.
There's
also less to do around. There's also, have you been to Old Fort Marion?
I've been there a time or two.
Okay.
Lewis used to live there.
Yeah. For sure. There's a reason things are cheaper down there.
I never had a desire to live in Inca, but I did live in Marion.
I lived in Inca. So one other thing.
Let's not discredit living in Candlertown, Candlertown.
I would agree.
The Pole Manor.
You live in a mansion.
I do
settle
not.
Down.
I live in a very nice home.
This is wild. I found this out this weekend. Did you know that there has been members of Pat's neighborhood complain about noise?
What kind of noise?
A noise from the Inca athletic field.
There's nobody cheering except for the away teams.
It's like, Jesus.
I can't speak to that.
Hey, the school, it's like the racetrack that was on, it's on the river.
Oh,
it's
Asheville.
A walking track. The racetrack was there long before the houses were. Inca High School was there long before Biltmore, what do you guys call it now?
The neighborhood is Biltmore Lake.
Biltmore Lake.
Yes. The lake is called Inca Lake.
Which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, you blame Biltmore Farms. They're the one that did that. But the lake is Inca Lake. The neighborhood is Biltmore.
So here's number two, speaking about the least desirable job. McDowell will still be, from a lot of the things I've seen, they may still end up in the same conference with Reynolds and Ash. They're going to be it's going to be three different classifications. You'll have McDowell at 7 by themselves. So they automatically make the playoffs in every sport. They don't even have to win a game.
Now, I would like to chime in on this.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I grew up in the 70s and the 80s.
Oh,
okay?
God. Here we go.
My love and passion for football came from watching the Washington Redskins battle your Miami Dolphins back in the day. The 83 Redskins win with Joe Theismann, come back and lose to the Raiders in 84. Theismann breaks his leg.
Oof, that was
awful. You get the late games in the 90s. Doug Williams, yes. Mark Rippon,
Marino.
They had, and the dynasty was there with the 49ers. The 80s were owned by the NFC, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Where are they now? Where are my Washington Commanders?
Commanders.
Where are they?
Well,
They've disappeared. My point is that the tides change.
Okay.
And that could easily happen in the MAC.
That's true.
Okay.
That could easily change.
When is the last time Inca was good at football?
I know they were long ago. I heard stories before I ever moved here. I don't remember.
Were they playing with the pigskin for real then?
Yes.
I do not see a foreseeable future based on demographics where AC Reynolds is not a dominant football program in the MAC.
I think the only thing maybe...
I'd like that to be the case, but I don't know that that'll always be
true.
In purpose.
Hold on a minute. Let me say something.
Okay.
I think the only thing that's going to prevent them is, like we were talking about with the Asheville coach last year, Coach Radford, the demographics moving away because of low-income housing not being available, all these things. It's tough to live in Fairview, right?
It's much tougher to
live... No, it's not tough to live in Fairview for rich.
It's much tougher to live in... The Asheville district, I believe.
But you got these places like Irwin, North Buncombe. These places are firing off with people moving in there.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I don't see
a I agree with that. I live in North Buncombe district. It's not getting any smaller. There's housing popping up left and right.
TC, all those housing developments coming up, all the apartments, all the...
On the Sweet Creek.
TC's going to be on the rise in 10 years.
But they're already in 6A. They're probably already going to be in 6A.
Yeah.
So they're probably looking at 7A.
Are we sure that Asheville will be in that 6A, Mark?
I think people in Asheville are moving away.
Currently, Asheville is going to be 6A. Okay. They could I think eventually they drop down.
Yeah. I think eventually they drop down. I heard they could be in the 7A, and that's tough if they're in the 7A.
Mm-mm. No. Yes. No,
that's,
no.
If they end up in the 7A, that's
they're
tough.
Six. No, they're 6.
I think they're 6, too. I'm saying I heard that they will be... Someone saw something. They may be in the 7A. That's tough.
No. In reality, Asheville, TC, and Reynolds are all within less than 100.
And I don't think Inca's far off.
No, they're not.
So I heard Inca has the largest middle school group coming in. They've
yes,
got a group.
Yep. I've heard that.
Have you
too.
Heard that yes. too? I've heard that from numerous people.
I think last year they had 60 kids on their football team something.
They said they have over 300 and something kids coming to the high school next year, which is, that's a large freshman class.
Yeah.
So you never know. Like I said, the tides could change. I obviously would love to see Reynolds in a perpetuity state winning every single MAC conference championship from now until I'm long in the grave.
He said that with a big smile on his face, just so you know.
I don't
think it's true. Reynolds have been a power since the mid-'80s, and they're not going anywhere.
That's not changing.
They're not going anywhere.
Good. I hope that stays true.
I think it will. I don't see
any. Well, I don't see why would it not?
I don't know.
It would not.
I still can't explain why my Redskins fell off the boat after 91.
The people are, Laws is going to be out, Laws is going to be out. If you think that Reynolds football, like Mike said, Reynolds football was Reynolds football before Shane Laws. Shane Laws is one of the best coaches in the state of North Carolina. But if we think they're just going to take a state powerhouse and give it to someone that's incompetent, I don't believe that's going to happen.
And if they were, they wouldn't be there long.
No.
Correct. And the big thing is making sure the recruiting pipeline's still
Jimmy's
there.
Jimmy's and Joe's, not X's and O's. And Reynolds has Jimmy's and Joe's. They have great, great student athletes.
As long as they continue to bring in student athletes from IMG, they should be fine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hendersonville, just don't get caught texting.
Wow.
Listen, they all do it, man.
Everyone does. Every school
every
does.
Every school brings in students.
And while we're talking about the Rockets, I do know there's an event coming up, gentlemen, that I'm going to attend. Maybe you all will attend too. Maybe not, but I'm going to try and attend. I think on May 24th, they're going to have a fundraiser that's going to allow everybody to come out and meet the team that is going to be fielding the gridiron for AC Reynolds in the fall. And that'll be exciting. I know the new Rockets are getting worked up. They're doing a lot of hard work in spring ball right now and ironing it out. And then they obviously, you've already mentioned, they're brought in the new quarterback that's coming in, Eli Hamrick. He looks to be the real deal. And I think you mentioned he's actually from Fairview before.
I believe what I've heard is he is from Fairview originally, but went to IMG.
And now he's back and he's going to be a Rocket. And of course, Max Guest seems like he's back in full strength from his injury, being that he just ran a 10.75
100. His personal record for the 100. Very, very impressive. Yeah. Moving.
So that'll be exciting.
No way Reynolds loses a game this year.
No, all jokes aside, we talk about them like bringing Eli in and stuff. It's like he's Fairview kid. They're going to be a absolute force to be reckoned with on their schedule.
I think the big question mark's up front.
Yeah. Their offensive line, they've lost D-Wayne, they lost Brendan. They've got Raleigh back. They've got Truesdale back. And they've got Rodrigo back at tackle. I don't know who. I think Connor Crane.
Oh yeah, Connor Crane, big kid.
Yeah, he's in the mix. I think in the for positions, and I thought there was some other younger kid too that was in the mix for practicing right now, but I'm not sure. I can't remember his name.
Maybe Diego.
I don't know. I don't remember a Diego.
He played JV last year. He's a big kid.
So maybe he's the. Yeah, there's another one in there too. But yeah, they're gonna have to get that figured out. I know they had a change in coaching. I think Coach Brown moved to a different position set. And the App State offensive lineman,
Chandler Greer,
he's coming down to work the offense.
I've heard very, very good things Rocky community.
Yeah, he's working them from what I heard.
Yep,
that's good. And I really believe offensive line is a weakness for most teams because kids don't want to play offensive line anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
Because you don't score touchdowns, you don't get to dance after the play, and people don't call your name out over the intercom. Yeah. You just kind of show up and you got to do your job. And if you don't do your job, then people yell at you.
Yeah.
Now, Brendan pointed something out that I didn't know, but that kid from Notre Dame was an offensive tackle.
Ben Council played defensive tackle.
No, he just got drafted this year. He's offensive lineman. Apparently, he went like third in the draft. I didn't watch the draft, but apparently.
Joe Alt.
Yeah, I think. Is that
Joe,
who it was?
Yeah, you're talking about he went fifth overall to the Chargers, course, Jim Harbaugh selected him.
And they were going back to that idea, Mike, you were talking about nobody wants to be an offensive lineman. But there was that show that goes back and talks about when Theismann got his leg broken by Lawrence Taylor, and then the emphasis started becoming on trying to get blindside tackle recruited. And you see those guys coming out with big contracts.
Well, I think, you know, coaches will – anybody that knows football knows that you – like, you absolutely need to be good up front. I think kids – you know, people walking down the hallways may not know how important it is. But I think we always – I think we all know, like, the line of scrimmage is where you win and lose football games for the majority.
And the smartest people on the field are offensive linemen.
Absolutely, for sure.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I'd say the quarterback should have to be, and I think from a Reynolds person, I think your head coach should be the smartest person.
But he's not on the field.
I've seen Shane gets out there.
He does. I have seen him halfway out there.
Shane is on the field.
He may be.
And also,
in which case he is.
Coach Brian Craig is also on the field.
Yes, and he's very smart as well.
Defensive coordinator on the field.
Some would say he's the best coach. No one else.
Yeah, man, it's almost here.
I'm excited.
If you look at it, we're not far from football.
No.
So we got some interviews.
I was going to say, how about the interviews we got coming up?
I want to go ahead and put this out there. Next week, we will interview Coach Dinwiddie from T.C. Robertson. Never had him on the show, so we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yes.
We're hoping to get that out next week. We have some commitments from other coaches. We believe Coach Laws has committed to be on the show.
Coach Faircloth.
Coach Faircloth from Owen has committed to be on the show.
Coach Hines from North Buncombe.
We got the North Buncombe coach on.
What about Radford? We reached out to Radford.
Yes, I talked to Radford.
Yes, he's committed.
We're still nailing down a date, but I do have Coach Radford committed. Reached out to some other coaches. I've got some more we want to get on, but we definitely have those guys committed to a yes. So,
yeah,
super excited for that.
Love to talk to them. Come talk about your program.
Just sell your program. That's all we want you to do. So.
Yeah, but it is. We're almost there. It's getting exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah. I love football.
It's gonna be here before we know it.
Yep. And then it'll be over.
It'll be over before we know
it. Yeah, that's the way it was. And it was sad when it was over. Now it's getting exciting again.
Are you? What's it feel like now that Brendan's graduated and you're moving into high school football without Brendan?
Yeah, well, that was what I was saying earlier. For Brendan, he's fine. He's figuring it out. But for Mary and I, we're in the doldrums. You know, we're missing our juice.
Yeah, but you're still involved.
Well, to an extent. I mean, you know, I don't know that I'm in the springs in the past 2 years, there was so much going on with recruiting, managing the coaches, the communication, all that, the camps that you had to set up for the summer. All that, because one thing I did learn, parents that are out there, you have to be your own advocate and your kid has to be their own advocate in the recruiting process. And I'm not saying anything because I know that the Reynolds staff did amazing work for Brendan and did a ton, but it's incumbent upon the player and the parents to advocate as well. And I came up with the idea of, well, not my idea, but the strategy of throwing enough spaghetti against the wall, some of it'll stick.
I like spaghetti.
And, you know, we sent Brendan last year to like 15 or 13 camps, some ridiculous amount of camps. And, you know, he got offers from a lot of those camps, and that was because he went there. So that's incumbent upon us as parents and Brendan to do the communicating on that. So we're not going to have that this year. We don't have it. It's not near as busy, and that's good in some ways, and in some ways I kind of miss it. So. Anyway, how that is.
I'm sure.
But we are excited about the upcoming college season because now, to your point, Mike, because you've been the expert on this, tailgating. We're going to get to go up on Saturdays and set up and
tailgate.
Behave like awesome redneck people and have a fantastic time.
There's no way you're ever acting like a redneck.
Oh,
not a chance.
Full-blooded redneck.
The last time I saw Pat drink at a tailgate, he fell asleep 10 minutes later.
That is true. I have a picture.
Fell asleep. True. Lewis and I were watching the game, Pat asleep.
No.
That's definitely true. We were at App State.
I was merely studying my eyes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm looking forward to the tailgating. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, tailgating is, I will say, there's not many people better than Mike Anderson at the tailgate scene.
That is true.
Hey, now wait a minute. While we're on this subject, this is something I thought about the other day. You know how high school football is worried about revenue and gate and all that sort of thing, right?
I think that's just Reynolds.
But just yes. Reynolds. But
no, just Reynolds, but keep going.
I'd say a lot of them, you know, are worried about this type of thing. You notice that high school football always has to start at 7 on a Friday night, right?
Correct.
And I get the travel element of, you know, teams coming in from a long distance away. But if you honestly set high school football up to have an 8 p.m. kickoff time, and people had an opportunity to get there and do, you know, a little version of a tailgate, obviously nothing like a college setup, isn't that an allure? What stops that from happening?
Well, you want to sell your food at the concessions. You want to make it as close to dinner as you can where people have to eat inside the stadium.
I think
you're holding
school,
them hostage.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think, and not to name drop Reynolds, but if they were eating outside in the parking lot, then what would their concession stand sales do?
Well, they kind of do that already with that guy that sits up to the right.
Yeah. McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
I can't remember his first name. He's one of the brothers.
But they do that already, and I think they always have a good, you know, people that come late, they still go to the concession stand, all that.
To your point, Pat, I starting it later and having a tailgate, that's a fantastic idea. And I love the fact that Christ School encourages a tailgate and that, you know, we have a good time in the parking lot.
Yes, anybody you shared comes, that you had a good time all the time.
Anybody who comes and hangs out with us, we're going to eat good, and then we're going to walk into the game.
Yeah.
And it will not cost you a dime.
Well, I can't say that. But
no gate fee at the private school.
No gate fee.
Well, public schools do have to get some revenue, so that's
true.
What that's
That's very
for.
True. Very true, Pat. Very true.
Yep.
Well, anyway, that was my question.
I
but
like
yes,
it.
Now we are excited about the upcoming tailgate with the college football season, so looking forward to that.
I hope to see you all at a Christ School game tailgating with
us. I would like to come do that and watch Luke. See, that's the other thing is that I'm not,
yeah,
you don't not have nearly to go to the away bound games. To all the away games. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, what else you got, Lewis?
What about softball? How about softball playoffs? Anybody know anything about that?
Owen's still in it, right?
Owen is definitely still in it. Hard
Owen's
fought game.
Got an unreal freshman.
Yes.
Mia Rowland.
Yep.
Yep.
She
Shout
hit the
out to
she
her.
Hit the grand slam the
oh, yeah.
other night.
Yeah,
wow.
She's very good.
Down by two, grand slam, walk off.
Nice.
This could be way off, but I believe that she is JD Henson, who
indeed.
Okay, granddaughter, who yep. Rocket legend John Henson was his son. Yep. Played at Clemson. Unbelievable. One of the best baseball players
I worked
ever.
With John Henson. He was my sales partner for a few years.
Really? He lives in my neighborhood.
Yeah, he's
Dakota,
a good dude.
Dakota and John Henson were best friends.
Yep. For sure.
I did not know that.
Dakota, friend of this program.
So as baseball wraps up, Carson, what you got a fun question for us?
I do have a fun question. I think even if you don't categorize baseball as a sport or anything more than just a mere after-school activity. I think we all have watched baseball movies. So what, Lewis, is your favorite baseball movie?
Go to someone else first.
Do you mind if I go first?
Yes, Mike.
So it's got to be Major League. I've probably watched that movie 100 times.
Solid choice,
I love
Mike.
It. Bull Durham, a close number two.
Ooh.
I would say my favorite one is Hardball.
Okay.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have got two good ones off the board.
Major League has to be mine. That's what inspired me to get into radio when I would impersonate Bob Uecker doing that. Gosh. Haywood steps in, the American League's Triple Crown winner. When this guy sneezes, he lights up like a party favor.
That's why we have what we have. Pat's voice, just such a strong voice.
Luke and I have watched Moneyball probably.
Oh, Moneyball.
Oh,
Moneyball
is
great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Moneyball is great. As a Cubs fan, I've got a special place in my heart for the Rookie of the Year. But the best all time baseball one is Sandlot, and I just
Sandlot.
Oh, yeah. Just that's
the general
special.
A big Sandlot fan.
Yeah,
how can we not say Angels in the Outfield?
So fun fact, we took a young bus down to Ledford for our game, and the movie that Todd Griffin selected for the team was Angels in the Outfield.
Okay,
yeah,
League of Their Own.
That's a softball movie, isn't it?
No, baseball.
No, you're right.
Girls
anybody,
in baseball.
Have you guys watched The Rookie off of the Texas?
Yeah, that's a good
one.
The Rookie.
Yeah. How about the, Million Dollar Arm?
I don't know if I've seen that one.
He's like the Indian kid working at the hotel.
Okay, yep.
Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a good one.
That's a good movie.
Yep.
The Natural,
yes.
Is Moneyball, now there's another one, Trouble with the Curve. Have you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Watch that one.
I've seen that one. Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner, a fantastic baseball
he's
movie.
He's a fantastic baseball movie actor.
Well, he's good at a lot of movies, but
yeah,
baseball.
Definitely.
Brad Pitt's quote. How can you not think baseball's romantic?
Yeah, oh, it is.
It is. So the thing about, here's the biggest difference for me between football and baseball. We all love football. We all except Pat love baseball. But
I love baseball too. It's not as much as you guys.
It's just not a sport. It's okay.
Football, a lot more. What's the word I'm looking for here, Lewis?
Like it's more community involved?
No. Like a football, you know who's going to win. There's a lot larger percentage of chance.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
Baseball, a lot more unpredictable.
Yeah, you never know who's going to hit one.
Right. You go, Inca, what seed were you guys?
We were the 22nd seed.
They were the 22nd seed. They made it to the second round and almost won their second round game against probably the best pitcher in the state.
Yeah.
I mean, football, you don't see that as much.
That's correct.
The bigger teams, the higher ranked teams are generally going to win out.
It just is such a more, I want to say physical, but it's just.
Well, it's definitely more physical.
It's definitely more physical, but it's just, you have the, if you're better at every position in football, it's like, but there's not one position that's like, okay, Reynolds is better at 10 positions, but Inca is better at one. It's like, okay, well, Reynolds is going to win usually 10 times out of 10.
Right.
And they have won 10 times out of 10. But in baseball, it's like, I truly felt like we were better at 6-7 positions than they were. And they were better at 2 positions than we were. And it's just, baseball is one of those sports that, you know, it's very, softball is even more so because same pitcher can pitch every game.
Right. Yeah. One person can make a huge difference.
Enormous difference.
In baseball, softball.
Very, very much so. And also baseball is one of those where we've told our kids this, you don't run the clock out. So it's like, you have to get those 21 outs. Yes. And you can call time, we can go out and make mound visits, but you've got to get those 21 outs. You can get a 2-touchdown lead and try and control the, you know, clock, and basketball and football, you can let that, you can try and milk that clock.
Just so everyone knows, 21's in high school, seven innings.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's what we're talking
Unless
about.
Unless you're Pisgah, you got to get 45 outs.
God bless America.
It's Rocky.
What time did that game end? 12:30?
12:55.
12:55.
And they pulled out, and it was it's a 3-hour drive in a car.
Oh.
I don't know what that is in a. And I believe they took a young bus, but I don't.
So were all these buses pretty new? Is that why they're considered young buses?
Oh, jeez.
Well, I would say this. You know what I'd be curious to know is what the viewers think are the best baseball movies. Can they throw that up on the social media?
Yeah. Hit us up. What's your favorite baseball movie?
Yeah, I'd be curious to compile that and see.
Yeah,
we'll get
a poll going.
That would rock.
Pat Poll?
Yeah, Pat Poll.
And it's funny you bring that up, you know, with the political season that you all brought up at the beginning of the podcast.
You all. That was Lewis Anderson.
It was Lewis that brought that up.
Don't classify you all.
We joke at our house every time political season comes around because the news is always saying, and the polls say this and the polls say that. I'll look over at Mary and say, did they call you today and ask you your opinion on this? Because that's not my opinion. Is that what they asked you?
Is that your dad joke of the day?
That is my dad joke of the day. So there you have it.
Well, guys, it was great to see you. Next week.
Wednesday.
Well, we're going to record on Wednesday. Hopefully put it out Thursday. Coach Dinwiddie, T.C. Robertson, guys, be ready.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
Very, very excited about it.
So,
indeed.
Yeah, it's great to be back together. Great to get a podcast out.
Hey, till next time, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you on the other side.
Love you.
Thanks.
There's nothing like a man with a good-looking beard. There's nothing like